Parents have to find ways to raise resilient, wholehearted, and empowered kids while navigating numerous challenges like increasingly advanced technology that has placed countless devices and screens into the hands of babes, a food supply that is grown using loads of toxins and chemicals that can disrupt our kids' health, behavior, and moods, a culture driven by hyper-consumerism that leaves our kids addicted to external sources of happiness, buying and possessing material items. Existential threats like climate change, natural disasters, and mass shootings that leave kids terrified, anxious, and depressed about the world they will inherit. An outdated education system that fixates on test scores and rote memorization, leaving kids with fewer opportunities to explore their imagination and curiosity, or to develop resiliency, independence, moral reasoning, and critical thinking. A Western culture that subscribes to the belief that for our kids to be successful, parents must keep them busy, exposing them to everything, from music lessons to sports to clubs, instead of allowing kids to just be kids. No wonder parents often feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and scared. It takes a lot of discernment, awareness, and the ability to make conscious choices to help guide our kids through these experiences. The answers aren't always obvious or intuitive, yet we want them. We need them. We have dedicated our careers to helping people heal. Nick has battled health conditions like blackout migraines that modern medicine couldn't cure, and that led him to seek shamanic healing in Peru. As a documentary filmmaker, he has trekked through the jungles of Central and South America and the Caribbean islands, searching for and documenting the alternative healing practices of shamans, medicine men and women, and healers. Pedram has also wandered through Central and South America, as well as East Asia, on his way to becoming an ordained priest of the Yellow Dragon Monastery in China, and an acclaimed Qigong and Kung Fu master, a master herbalist, and a doctor of Oriental medicine. As entrepreneurs, we've started, grown, and operated successful businesses, and each of us has written numerous books individually and together. Everything we do has the same intention: to help heal people and this planet. As much as we're devoted to our shared mission, it's dwarfed by being dads. Nick and his wife are parents to two boys, while Pedram and his wife have a son and a daughter. Raising emotionally intelligent, mentally resilient, physically healthy, and spiritually strong kids is the most important mission that we've been gifted. It's also the hardest. It's fulfilling, but hard. We know we're not the only parents feeling this. Parents today live life at warp speed, trying to juggle all our responsibilities and commitments as bosses and employees, friends, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, community members, and husbands and wives. We're trying to keep ourselves healthy and nurture our mind, body, heart, soul connection while leading meaningful careers. There's a lot of pressure on parents to be perfect, to get everything right, and to do it all. But no one can do it all. And in the pursuit of this unattainable goal, we often shift into autopilot. We start unconsciously parenting. We aren't fully present. We're distracted. We're responding and acting without thinking or reflecting first. We sweep things under the rug because we don't want to upset the balance, or we don't have time to focus. Often, we aren't aware of how we show up as parents. It's only later, when we feel like we're failing our kids, that we start thinking that something needs changing. We may notice after the fact, when we snap or get impatient when our kids ask us questions. We notice after we keep saying no to going outside, playing a game, or reading a book with them.